As always, no matter what decision is taken by the African Court of Justice, it's not going to help anything. The African Court of Justice has no mechanism of enforcing their decision. So as I have told you in the past, the DRC needs to be on the ground fighting. They're not fighting. The government is focused elsewhere where they are trying to change the constitution to keep the actual president in power for good. This is where the problem lies. That's the problem. And I think what they need to do is they need to go back on the ground and fight. And that is the only way they can be able to resolve this issue. But there is no other way around that.
As DRC is suing Rwanda on this issue, they have scheduled a meeting in Angola to resolve the conflict in the Angolan capital of Luanda. How do you combine the two, the negotiations and the suing?
Well, you know, the negotiations with the Angolan government have been going on for a long time. And again, they are not going to produce anything unless the Congolese government is able to be on the ground and fight back the Rwandan army and all the proxy forces that are sponsored by Rwanda. All this is theatrical, and it's not going to produce anything, absolutely nothing.
Where are the regional bodies like the East African Community, SADC, even the AU in resolving this perpetual conflict in that region?
Well, it's the same issue, you know. The Congolese government needs to defend its sovereignty. SADC and these other regional organizations are not going to be able to do that. The DRC has to bring something to the table, which is to show that they have the capacity to fight Rwanda. The Rwandan army is organized and it's fighting the Congolese armed forces. The Congolese armed forces are not being supported by the government, and that's where the problem really lies, and the ambitions of the Congolese government to stay in power forever and to change the constitution rather than be on the ground trying to fight to defend our territory against the Rwandans.